Follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
Welcome back to the second hour of Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitler, along with Luke Mathers. Mark Jacobs standing by to join us as well to talk about some of this week's headlines. Before we do, I wanted to point out Christina Lori was going to join us today. She's under the weather, but I did want to call attention to a story that she worked on for us. And it's the Girl Scout cookie graveyard. I never associated Girl Scout cookies with a graveyard, but she does make note that there have been many varieties that were tried over the past, many years, and asks how many you've tried. She notes that the Girl Scouts unveiled their newest cookie, the Raspberry Rally. And, you know, there's some that are like there all the time. Thin Mints. Certainly for me, it's the whatever they're called now, Caramel Delights. They used to be called Samoas. And so she goes through some of these. Some were long before, you know, Luke's time, so he can't comment on them. There were Pixies that were rich, buttery coconut cookies. There were granola forget-me-nots back in the 70s when granola was basically on everything. They wrapped hot dogs in granola, whatever would work. In the 1980s, there were kookaburras, which were chocolate-covered Rice Krispies filled with caramels. So now we're getting, Luke, to your area. The Golden Yangles, which were nothing more than cheddar cheese crackers. So they didn't always do cookies.
I don't think I tried those.
Let's see. There were the Lemon Chalet creams in the early 90s.
Now you're in my era then.
Yeah. They did do oatmeal cookies called Snaps from 1994 to 97. There was an apple cinnamon cookie from 1997 to 2001. And I don't remember this one. Iced berry pinatas from 2003 to 2005. Fruity cookies with strawberry jelly, cinnamon crumbles, and a thick layer of frosting.
Ring those bell sound familiar. Yeah, my family was big in scouting. So me and both of my brothers are all Eagle Scouts, and my sister was in Girl Scouts all the way up to Gold Awards. So there was Boy Scout popcorn and Girl Scout cookies in our house pretty much nonstop throughout growing up. And that one does sound familiar.
Hold the phone. We have an Eagle Scout
every single day, every single day producing you.
An Eagle Scout right here producing this little humble radio show, said the guy who did not rise beyond second class, like in life, much less in scouting. I feel like I got past the
tenderfoot. I mean,
yes. Yeah, I got that going for me. So, well, belated congratulations on that. What was your project?
Thank you. There was a large portion of, there was a brand new soccer facility at one of the middle schools. Oak Creek is where I went and did all of my education throughout middle school to high school. And they put in a brand new soccer field at the Oak Creek East Middle School, which is where the high school team still played because it was brand new, state of the art. They didn't want us playing on the football field because the football boosters were like, no, soccer cleats are bad. They're different than football cleats.
Whatever. We've learned about, you know, cheesing off the football team in our last
yes.
hour.
So well, yeah, true. But I don't think there's any henchmen in the vicinity here. So there was a giant wetland, though, between the parking lot and the new soccer facility. And so for a lot of people, it was very difficult to go across that wetland, and so I created a bridge that had movable, adjustable posts in the middle so that it could be over the wetland, but not you can't dig or dredge or anything like that in Wisconsin wetlands, and therefore it was kind of a little of a science project to figure out how to make that work and keep the bridge level, but it was, I'm going to say, 32 or 36 feet across from one parking lot to the soccer facility.
This is where I'm going to fold Mark Jacob into the conversation, because he and I are of a generation that I know the Eagle Scout project back in the day would have been, instead, we go get some hazardous waste from the munitions plant and we fill in that wetland, which is, you know, what we did back in the day, Mark, right?
That's right. We're part of the system there. We weren't trying to reform anything, right? We were just trying to fill in the We were going to dig up the hazardous waste and sell it along with the Girl Scout cookies, probably.
You know, and to sell those cookies, we need more housing divisions. And so, well, let's get rid of these trees. And by the way, somebody take care of all those bald eagles. We don't need those around here anyway. It was just a different world back then. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. It's funny. The thing you mentioned about trees reminds me of, you know, how of what I'm calling the Republican assault on trees. You know, you have Madison Cawthorn beating up a tree. You remember in that yes, famous video? Right. And you have Herschel Walker saying we got plenty of trees and we don't need any more trees, and that's why actually dealing with climate change is bad. And here where I'm from, Chicago. You know, we have a right-wing columnist who I used to edit at the Chicago Tribune named John Cass. And when the Chicago Tribune, he's now disaffected from the Chicago Tribune because for some reason he got the biggest buyout in world history and it made him mad and he left the paper. But anyway, so he's become this right-wing propagandist, and the Chicago Tribune had a story of looking at where the city's planting its new trees. And sure enough, they're all in these affluent, you know, white areas, and they weren't planting very many trees in areas of color. And so what ended up happening is, so he ended up denouncing the article because he said there's no such thing as racist trees, and the article is ridiculous because it was accusing the trees of racism, which is not a very clear line of thinking.
No.
So I'm just wondering why Republicans hate trees these days. It doesn't make sense to me.
We'll have that, and we'll search for the answer to that and many questions with Mark Jacob coming up after this break as we look at the week's headlines. You're up north. We'll be right back.
Dennis playing by himself, man. Five, four, three, two,